Podcast Network Asia.
This episode is brought to you by Podmetrics. Podmetrics is a podcast analytics platform that enables podcasters to see all the relevant data they need to know about their podcast's audience. Sign up now at podmetrics.co and use the referral code Wrestling2XPod. Again, the code Wrestling2XPod.
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
I said give me a hell yeah!
Hey, this is Zeta Zay.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Talent is not sexually transmitted.
You need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks!
Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb, and you're listening to the Wrestling Podcast.
You are listening to and watching the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stancy, Romaran, and Chino Liao coming together once again live for the last time for now because Chino is leaving. But it's Thursday night and you know what that means. We have a lot to talk about once again. Ang dami nating i-breakdown. I think officially for the recorded version, Chino, let's address why ito yung last live stream mo for foreseeable future.
I'm just going to be with my family for a while, take a break from all the podcasting as on this one and on Class Clown. So if you guys are listeners to that one as well, we are going to be on a season hiatus of sorts and we'll be back in about a month and a half.
All right. So 6 weeks.
Sana all.
Yeah.
Sana all may vacation away from here.
6 weeks pag na-figure out na natin yung corona. Pag hindi, baka November nyo na ako makita. It happened to my family. It could happen to me. So, we know.
But hey, for what it's worth, Chino, you'll be going to a place with a better president. So, good for you.
Yeah, I've noticed right now, a lot of Filipinos are jumping on the American bandwagon. Papakakano tayo today kasi gusto din natin mapalitan yung presidente natin. We don't have a choice. Gotta wait another year.
If it actually happens, yes. Yeah. So it's very important that you register to vote. If you're not happy with the way things are going down right now, COMELEC's online registration portal is actually open. It's iregistro.comelec.gov.ph. Nandun yung requirements. Go check it out. Please register safely. Kayang-kaya naman, global pandemic notwithstanding. Right? What's up to everybody on Kumu and on the Facebook page? As Chino promised in pre-show, I think we have to start with Impact just because, as he points out, they really made so much noise over the last week. So let's start with Hard to Kill. That main event between The Elite and Rich Swann, Moose, and Chris Sabin was actually pretty good. Nagulat tayo na Alex Shelley got replaced by Moose. After that match, I just became a huge Moose fan. Sobrang galing. Really, really impressive showing from him. And they told a good story for in that main event to the point na hindi siya sumobre. Like, I want to see more of The Elite. I want to see more of the AEW Impact crossover following that six-man tag. And it looks like they're branching out now.
I actually just have something to add. Earlier today, I was watching my usual daily dose of wrestling news. And it's actually, we can actually thank one Mr. Kenny Omega for this partnership. It's actually, he was the person who brought the idea to Tony Khan, who bridged the idea of working with other companies like Impact and hopefully New Japan down the future to try and bridge a sort of partnership, try and bring the Good Brothers back into the fold of sorts. And Tony Khan being Tony Khan, it was also his smarky way of one-upping the WWE by actually buying ads on Impact. He was just there to watch an Impact taping. And then all of a sudden, on the spot, naisip niya na, why don't we buy spots on Impact? Diba? It was just a spur-of-the-moment thing that worked out so well for both companies. So good job on both of them.
Ako naman, I like the idea of having a non-world title match as the main event for such a big pay-per-view. I think we can qualify it as a big pay-per-view. They did go all out on this. It's huge. It's special, I think. And to make a six-man tag mean this much, especially pag sa both WWE and New Japan, they're usually relegated to mid-card spots at best. So I really like that they put a focus on this and they're making the most out of this to make both companies, especially Impact, seem like a bigger deal.
Yeah, we really saw that. No, I mean, after today's Dynamite, we kind of saw na Kenny Omega and the Good Brothers seem to be taking a break from messing with Rich Swann, and it looks like more parts are coming together in the crossover. We're seeing it with Private Party now being the number one contenders to the Impact Tag Team Championships. That's a big deal. Matt Hardy coming back to Impact under his new character of being the iconic Matt Hardy, also a big step forward for this crossover.
It's a good way to bring Matt Hardy back into the fold, because he actually shot on his old gimmick by saying that he used to be an Impact Tag Team partner, but he lost because of a, quote, stupid teleportation gimmick. That's what he said. So the fact that he acknowledges that he was broken Matt Hardy, diba, in Impact, one of the most iconic characters in Impact's history, it's something that credits his wrestling know-how and genius.
You guys know that Matt's current gimmick right now is a shot at Vince, diba?
Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah. Obviously, with the third party shoutouts, palang, yeah. That was so good, by the way.
What do you guys think of it? Because I gets ko kasi gets natin yung humor. We know why it's funny, because it's taking a shot at Vince and Vince's greed. But parang, is it really the best they can do to?
Yeah, I think it's super petty.
Exactly.
It's very petty on their end. They did it with Brody Lee, RIP. But now they're doing it with Matt Hardy. So I don't know how long they're going to play with this gimmick. Because ever since AEW did its very first show with Cody walking out and doing the sledgehammer thing to the throne, diba? Man, we get it. You don't like the WWE. And every week on AEW's official podcast, we have to hear about how Impact is such a great company to work for and how the WWE is not a good fit for all of us. Like, we get it, guys. You hate the WWE. But
wait, teka lang. Okay, ako, medyo dissenting point of view ako, because I actually like this gimmick for Matt Hardy. Number one, he's attacking Vince's greed, as you pointed out, Ro. That's something I can get with. I think whether you're a wrestler or a fan, we're all upset with the greed that Vince McMahon has shown towards the yung crackdown niya on the third-party content creating services. So that's something I can live with, kasi it's like them swiping up at the bully that they could never fight against. Yun matatanggap ko yun. But I understand where you're coming from when you say na it's such a tired trope na every time there's a competing show against WWE, we have to take pot shots at them. And yeah, at one point, I would have wholeheartedly agreed, but this is one case in which, yeah, go take the pot shots and reference the third party crap as much as you want, because this is for the boys and the girls.
All right. Now, for me, kasi, it feels like super low hanging fruit to get heat. Like, okay, it's not invalid. Like, it's definitely valid. But to me, kung gusto mo maging heel, and clearly you're trying to be a heel by being a dick on screen, eventually, if you get the joke, you'll laugh at the joke and you'll think it's cool. Because say, okay, we're taking a shot at Vince and we don't like Vince, so eventually we're going to cheer for it. Because, I know, kasi hindi natin gusto yung ginagawa niya. So,
yeah, but look
know.
What happened with Private Party. They've turned heel. Now they've really bought into what Matt Hardy's saying. So I think it actually works. Like, the shock factor played well for me coming out of Dynamite.
Sana for me, ako na lang, okay, you start with Matt imitate or taking shots at Vince. Tapos, okay, now that Private Party is heel, okay, do something else, build up from that, and make it different from just taking a shot at Vince.
Yeah, we'll see next week. Tingnan natin. It's too early to dismiss it and say na all this work is low-hanging fruit. For now.
Ako kasi, the way I see it is, yes, it's a shot at the whole system of the WWE. Fine, we get it. But I'm talking about the business as a whole here, where AEW is easily beating Monday Night Raw out of all shows. About the flagship, yeah. The flagship show. Yeah. They're beating them in the ratings, and they still have to resort to these asinine childlike tactics. And for me, I feel like they can do better. I really think they can do better, and they need to do better, because they're stepping up into the ratings war. Right? They're already putting out great product. People are responding to it. Right? So I don't see why they need to resort to tactics. It's not really for me.
Okay, switching gears here, but staying on Impact, we saw some additions and subtractions to the Impact roster. Let's start with the additions, including one Matt Cardona, who is now on a limited trial run, so to speak, with regard to his role sa Impact. Parang, I wouldn't call it like a 10-day contract parang sa NBA, but parang limited ulit yung appearance deal niya, diba, sa Impact?
It's weird because he did this for AEW. And then now he's doing it for Impact, even though Impact commentary says that Cardona is now with Impact. Parang siyang nag-free trial sa Spotify or sa Netflix. So, I don't know when he's gonna sign a long-term deal, but as far as we know now, hindi pa rin siya
nag-sign. Bayad ka daw ng $9.99 after the first 30 days of his contract.
Yeah, so Matt Cardona appeared on Impact, and then we also know that Taya Valkyrie is now gone, and it was also revealed this week on Impact that she shot Johnny Bravo. It was a pretty funny reveal, and it's funny how Impact always finds a way to write people out by killing them or totally eliminating them from the story or from the universe. Like, itong si Taya, she's apparently going to jail, at least in the implication. In the past, you had Ali getting literally killed and her soul vanishing in the ring as she dies in the hands of Rosemary or in the arms of Rosemary. You also had Broken Matt, diba? He also got killed off or whatever. So it's really funny how Impact tries to write these people out.
I don't know. I think at this point, it's a running joke. Parang nung umpisa, it was a different creative, diba? When Mickey James got pushed onto a train. That was when other people died. I think it's never the same creative. So at this point, I think it's a running joke that Impact apparently kills people. Especially with a karate man over here in my background tearing out the heart, Mortal Kombat style.
Yun, isa pa yun, Ethan Page, he literally got killed. His heart got ripped out from his chest. Super funny. I do appreciate yung mga side comments na Tommy Dreamer saying, oh yeah, Taya might end up in jail like in Stanford or Jacksonville or Baltimore. Yeah, she's not gonna like it there. Parang may ganun pa silang hirit eh. Nakakatawa siya actually. So, I'm not sure how you guys feel about that given our previous discussion point.
No, okay lang. It's not taking a shot. I mean, like, it's not taking a bigger shot than Matt Hardy. So, feeling ko okay lang. I mean, it's just a side joke that isn't like the focus of the angle. You know, it's just an Easter egg for fans to pick up on.
Yeah, like, if you know, you know. Okay, another Impact name who's no longer part of the company is the great Madison Rayne, who has announced that she is leaving wrestling for a full-time job elsewhere. So, hindi natin alam kung ano yung full-time job na yun. We do know that she is the mother of the children of Josh Matthews. They're also married. And that's why we have a new Impact commentary team. So, Josh Matthews has been promoted to a backstage position. Meanwhile, the new Impact commentary team is Matt Stryker and D'Lo Brown. I know you guys have thoughts on this commentary team.
First of all, kudos to Madison Rayne for such a legendary Impact career. Because, you know, we all know her from her singles career, but she's also a former Knockouts Tag Team Champion, multiple time Impact Knockouts Champion, like I mentioned. She also had a short stint on the Mae Young Classic. You might remember her as Ashley Rayne, for those of you that can recall. And she's been doing a great job, really, as part of Impact commentary. She's been doing double duty because she was a color analyst, a commentator, as well as the lawyer for Johnny Swinger. So it's something double duty during her last few days in Impact Wrestling. I understand that she's had to leave wrestling for now because after such a storied career, people still need to make money. You know, it is what it is. So I wish her nothing but the best in her future endeavors. Not to sound like a WWE thing, pero you know what it is.
Oh, genuine naman on your end, diba?
Genuine naman yun. Hindi naman PR release statement. Yeah.
Yeah. If speaking as a wrestler, if you can find a source of income that is steady and not as physically punishing, but why wouldn't you take it, right? Whether it's in the business or not. So this left a change in the commentary team of Impact. So as we saw from Hard to Kill, Matt Stryker and D'Lo Brown debuted. And I gotta say, even though I wasn't a Stryker fan, most because of his days in Lucha Underground, it is a huge, huge improvement from Josh Matthews. That, yeah, because Madison Rain was okay, but a Josh Matthews, God, is hard to and hard to tolerate.
Can I just say, I don't know how this guy became the voice of an entire wrestling company. Like, even if we shit on Michael Cole, ang layo ng difference.
Yeah, dude.
Such a large gap of talent between Josh Matthews and Michael Cole. You can stuff 10 different commentary teams before you get to Josh Matthews. So I don't know how they got stuck with Josh Matthews, pero ang layo talaga ng talent gap nila.
But, you know, back in the day when he was trying out for commentary on WWE and the smaller shows, I thought he was okay. Yeah. But he was also he was with better commentators.
Yes, exactly.
Beside him.
People were actually there to lift him up, diba? So the disparity wasn't so obvious. But now when he's just alone and he's actually doing most of the heavy lifting with Madison Rain, if you think about it. So mas nakikita mo talaga yung difference in talent eh. So I mean, no offense to Josh Matthews, but he did the best what he could with what he had, diba? This new team that's stepping in is actually also a nice way to signal a sort of change in the guards of Impact Wrestling, diba? Because they're working with a new promotion now in AEW. They brought in new talent, diba? And they're continuing to improve in this time of the pandemic. So good job to them. Good job to Impact Wrestling for changing things up in the middle of this chaos.
Yeah, a couple points on Josh Matthews before I wrap up yung Impact talk point. Number one, it's kind of sad that in 2021, Josh Matthews still looks like Ryan Cabrera from the mid-2000s. Number two, my biggest issue with Josh Matthews on commentary is that he really sounded like a poor man's version of Michael Cole. And that's what made him annoying to me. Pero yun lang, it's not easy to do what he does. Yung trabaho niya as a commentator, kala natin madali lang yun. But until you actually step in the booth and put on those headphones and have somebody in your ear telling you what to say and what not to say, it's really going to be hard to understand what goes on in that booth. So,
yeah, but you and I have tried it.
I have done it several times. So to us, our little community here on the Wrestling Podcast, eto, I know what I'm talking about. Yun na lang, okay?
One last thing on Michael Cole.
Sige.
I think Michael Cole, no matter what you feel about him, he has grown to a point where he at least sounds like what a wrestling commentator should sound like.
Oh, yeah.
I think Josh Matthews has not yet done so.
See, Michael Cole, this very last thing. He went from being a JR replacement to being Michael Cole, essentially. He owned his own voice, diba? He took control of what he was given. And I feel like the role is right. Josh Matthews was never really able to do that because he was always just second fiddle to whoever he was with on the commentary team.
So, a couple of points on Impact before we get to our next talk point. First, where do we think Taya will go now that she's no longer under contract to Impact?
Well, I don't know what the contract of Impact is like. I don't know if may no compete clause, but now that she's gone, I think she's wide open for the Women's Rumble. But I haven't heard any rumors, walang balita on whether or not papasok siya. Could be a secret, could be a top secret. I mean, it's not impossible kasi andun yung asawa niya, si Jomo, on Raw. So keep your eye open for that.
She might actually do NXT for a bit, I think. May pwede din yun, di ba? But WWE is the most obvious choice for her. Pero I want to see her on AEW, give an opposing opinion. I want to see Taya on AEW just because the women's roster in AEW really needs it. They really need the star-making people, diba? People they can back, that can put up great matches, diba? People that they can build into actual stars. Now, whether they actually build them into actual stars has yet to be determined, but people like Taya Valkyrie, diba, like Shida, diba, people who
Thunder Rosa, diba,
yeah, Big Swole, all these guys who are just middling in the women's division, they need somebody there to just break that mold.
Yeah, ito na lang. Let's zoom out of Impact as we wrap up this part of the podcast and say na you had an image from Impact or from Hard to Kill last weekend that really stuck to my head just because it's mind-blowing that on an Impact pay-per-view, you've got somebody carrying an AEW title wearing a New Japan t-shirt.
Di daw alam ng New Japan yun na susuotin niyo yung shirt na yun.
Wait, totoo ba?
Yeah, it's true. They didn't know.
Oh, wow. Okay. What a world we live in, diba? So that's the crossover world we live in right now. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll answer Admin Angela's question about yung pinaka-solid na commentary team right now. Although if you listened to us 2 weeks ago, you know my answer. But before that, let's have Ro tell us about our friends from Lazada and how they can really help support the Wrestling Podcast.
All right, guys. Alam nating tapos na ang holiday season, but I'm sure you guys are still doing your online shopping. I know there are still things that you need to buy. Syempre, marami-rami yan. For everything you need to buy, syempre, meron tayong Lazada. And as a listener of the Wrestling Podcast, we have a special deal for you. You can use our affiliate link for Lazada to help us you know, keep the lights on and do what we do here. The affiliate link you need to remember is tinyurl.com/wrestlingwrestlingxlazada. tinyurl.com/wrestlingwrestlingxlazada. The best way to use that, lagay niyo sa phone niyo, sa browser ng mobile phone niyo para magamit niyo app. And then when you use the app, you check out your cart from there and we get the commission we need. We get. So please, konting tulong lang when you do your online shopping. Doesn't cost you anything extra. Just use our affiliate link, tinyurl.com/wrestlingwrestlingxlazada.
All right, let's take a quick break and we'll hear from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
Oh my God, look at this cute person listening to this podcast, oh.
Right? So cute, grabe. Good job to your parents, ha? By the way, this is Jam.
And this is Dabski. You like podcasts, right? Check ours out. We talk about...
Henry Cavill.
Oh yeah.
Local music.
Overthrowing evil overlords.
Butts.
Space.
Witches.
Space witches.
Denial.
Cats.
Dogs.
Cats and dogs.
So if that floats your boat
or flies your spaceship,
check it out online and join us at LocalLocusPH everywhere on social media.
Pwede rin wag kasi late, nakahanap kami ng kaaway.
Sorry, Podcast Network Asia.
All right, before we get to our Kumu shoutout, sagutin muna natin yung question ni Admin Angelo in the comments. Sino yung pinaka-solid na commentary team right now? So if you listened to us a couple of weeks ago, I already gave my answer, and that is Vic Joseph, Wade Barrett, and Beth Phoenix from NXT. Yung favorite commentary team ko today just because they bounce off each other really well, and they did it without Beth Phoenix being in the studio. So now she's physically present sa CWC, possibly because they needed someone to usher in yung women's Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic. And it's even better. I love their chemistry, love their tandem, and it's everything I want in my wrestling commentary.
All right, I'll go next. Favorite ko ngayon, actually, hindi siya regular commentary team, but whenever Chris Jericho joins yung commentary team ng AEW Dynamite, with the rest of them, with JR, with Excalibur, with Tony Schiavone, they are the best. Talaga, Jericho brings in the emotion that JR used to bring in his prime. So whenever he's there, I can really feel the feeling of the moment that's happening in front of us. So I wish that when Jericho retires, rather, he takes over JR's spot sa Dynamite commentary. No, seriously, I think JR needs to go.
Tapos Schiavone ng lead.
Yeah.
How about you, Chino?
Parang naghang si Chino.
We'll get his answer later along with yung mga shoutouts natin on Kumu. In the meantime, let's... anything you want to talk about?
No, I just want our listeners right now, our viewers right now, to chime in with their opinions on who their favorite commentary team right now is as well.
Yun, parang si Neil. Si Neil, sabi niya, it's Excalibur and Taz on Dark. And then he agrees with you na pag nandiyan si Jericho on Dynamite, yun talaga, he brings the energy all the way up.
Yeah, exactly, diba?
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get the SmackDown while Chino is loading. And we got a huge surprise this week when Shinsuke Nakamura turned babyface na talaga. I mean, it seems like it because he's not really acting like a D-bag anymore. And he got his OG theme song back, which is one of the best theme songs in WWE ever.
And they piped in face cheers for him sa Thunderdome. So,
that's another one, yeah.
Face na siya. Talagang it's prophecy fulfilled, I guess. This is a manifestation or the wish of one Daniel Bryan on the SmackDown creative team fulfilled. If you guys didn't know, writer si Daniel Bryan's SmackDown.
Wait, what? So,
yeah, yeah, you didn't know that.
Wow. No, I did not know.
Yeah, this. Yeah, he has been with creative for some time now. I don't know when exactly last year it happened.
Wow.
But if you are seeing people getting pushed on SmackDown, he can be, I don't know, he can be thanked for it. Like with Cesaro, right? Like from last week's episode. So I think he wanted to push Nakamura more, and now we're getting it. We don't know what the big plans for WrestleMania are. I think it's a big feud with Cesaro, but it could be anything at this point now that we are getting something we want in Nakamura being face.
Can I just say that Daniel Bryan is the gift that keeps on giving? Like, holy crap, that revelation is really proof na Daniel Bryan is God's gift to professional wrestling.
Yeah, medyo quiet yung ano, yung balitang yun. I only found out about it through backgrounds of other news stories.
That's nuts. It's insane. In other SmackDown news, KO is back and Adam Pearce put the bait and switch using the card subject to change clause dun sa mga kontrata. So that's how we're getting Roman Reigns versus Adam Pearce. So like Kevin Owens again at the Rumble.
He's injured, and according to WWE contracts, the card is always subject to change. So we get
another... when we buy tickets, card subject to change.
They are not wrong about that. And it's actually the first time that Adam Pearce looked kind of credible to me as an official. Maybe because we're always used to smarmy official figures, diba? Yung mga evil-looking officials, and that now he's being bullied this entire time when he was able to pull a one-up against Roman, diba? It actually made me cheer for him. Oh, good job, Adam Pearce. You found your backbone.
Sabi ni Ricky sa ating sa review niya on Smart Henry, he wanted to see Adam Pearce compete talaga. What do you guys think? Did you want to see Adam Pearce go one last time? Do you think he could have done that?
I think he could have if he really wanted to. But I also think na he must have felt it would have been a disservice to the other active roster members. The same way na we feel towards Goldberg coming back and all of a sudden out of nowhere getting this championship opportunity against Goldberg. I think si Adam Pearce has that self-awareness in him, which, kung tama nga tayo, I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, I agree too. I feel like as a professional, he knows that the people who are actually putting the time in the ring should be out there performing, diba? Since he's essentially a producer, I'm pretty sure he's gotten accustomed to the backstage part of the job and would feel very awkward if he indeed does wrestle again. I don't know how he was during his career as a wrestler. Diba? People are posting old school throwback pics, but those were some time ago, diba? And ring rust is a very real, very kayfabe thing. Diba? So we actually don't know how he'll perform, but I think he's smart enough to acknowledge that as well.
Yeah. One more thing on Adam Pearce. He went on Twitter today to explain yung reklamo natin na bakit yung ibang wrestlers, they can just say, I am declaring for the Royal Rumble, pero si Drew Gulak and Ricochet, they had to qualify and they lost. So yung explanation ni Adam Pearce is certain superstars are afforded that ability by management, and other superstars are not. And na si Adam Pearce, he only enforces the rules, not creates them. Honestly, ako, I can live with that rule. I can live with that explanation. Sana lang they had the time to explain that on TV. Make it part of canon. If you can explain a rule or a story device that way, okay lang eh. Pero don't leave it to social media. I'm so tired of all these explanations being relegated to social media posts. You have TV time. 3 hours of TV time on Raw. What the hell?
He's not the only one doing that too. Nikki Cross has been putting out some very good promos, video clips on Twitter saying that she's not happy with the way she's being booked and how she's being misused as part of the roster. You have Ali and the rest of Retribution taking their stories online as well. So it's really just a matter of bad management in terms of storytelling here. Because you clearly have the time for it. You have 3 hours. And what do you choose to focus on? Randy Orton in a mask?
No, man. Lashley stepping on one foot and Riddle selling the other.
Oh.
Sabi ni John Russell Tan, pwede pa raw si Adam Pearce bilang Rumble entrant.
Well, hey, why not? Okay.
Yeah, but he already excused himself from a world title match. So sasali pa siya sa Royal Rumble for a world title match when he could have had a world title match
without having to Rumble. Do the Rumble. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And I agree with Rowan's comment. Sabi niya, the only thing that should be relegated to social media is the 24/7 championship. Dude, we don't even see that on TV anymore.
Yeah, barely at this point. So I don't even know why R-Truth isn't doing yung mga social media videos niya as much. Dati nung ano, nung bago pa yung 24/7 championship, may dami ng videos.
Yeah, we got a lot of those.
Dami, bakit siya tumigil bigla? And why no one was allowed to win the championship on Twitter anymore, with the exception of Angel Garza on TikTok.
Sobrang random, eh, no? Okay, one more thing from SmackDown that we kind of like. Apollo Crews might be joining the Bloodline / the Island of Relevance / the Table. We saw a tease of it nung si Roman Reigns and Apollo Crews were spotted backstage on SmackDown. So, what do you guys think of this?
I think they're doing something with it because they started with the Heyman thing sa Talking Smack 2 weeks ago. Then they followed it up now with that backstage segment. So I think it's going somewhere. You can't just do that 2 weeks in a row and not have it go somewhere.
Yeah, I like it because like we said last week, it's something we haven't seen from Apollo Crews. We haven't seen that heel side of him as of late or ever. Really, so to see him not only be part of a faction that is just going to boost his career because it's Roman Reigns, it's also going to help him express himself more, right? Because it helps him explore the facets he has yet to touch.
Yeah, I like that the Bloodline or the Island of Relevance or whatever they want to call themselves is getting a non-Samoan member. It's oh, it's man. Nice to include someone who's not in the family, yun lang, just to keep it fresh, right?
Paul Heyman,
okay. Diba? Non-Samoan.
Well, yes. Okay. No. That's a great point. Paul Heyman is white. Well, he is a Jew.
He is a Tom Hagen of their little group.
He is a Jew. So there's that. He's Jewish, yeah.
He's okay. Jewish, not a Jew.
Sorry, he is Jewish, yes. Let's go to NXT, which was Upset City this week. Let me just say, both the men's side and the women's side of the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic, puro upset. Sira na yung bracket ko, basically. I wanted to predict yung women's Tag Team Classic brackets, but I don't know if it even makes sense anymore because I did not see Toni Storm and Mercedes Martinez getting eliminated in round one.
Yeah, me neither. Pero I guess you gotta give some time to the... to the more established quote unquote tag teams in the women's division. No, I don't.
Who do you think's winning this though? Looking at the bracket we have now, which includes the renamed Priscilla Kelly, Marina Shafir is here. I don't know why.
Wait, ano yung bagong name ni Priscilla Kelly? Zoe Stark? Is that
it
her?
Is Gigi Dolin. No, Dolin.
Gigi Dolin. Yeah, Gigi Dolin.
Gigi Dolin. Okay, fun fact time. Gigi Dolin. Gigi, I don't know where Dolin comes from, but Gigi actually comes from Gigi Allen, who is also the shared last name of one Mr. Darby Allin.
But they're divorced.
Yes, they are divorced. They are not together anymore, but they are both heavy Gigi Allin fans. Now, Gigi Allin is a notorious punk rocker from the 80s. He would shit on it, literally poop on his audience and throw fecal matter. This is a very real guy. Who's no longer with us, and actually start fights with his fans. So he was really a character, if you could say that. And it's somebody that apparently Priscilla Kelly and Darby both look up to.
Yeah, I hope na hanggang dun lang. I hope they don't throw fecal matter at people too. Yeah.
I don't know who. Sana ano. Sana Dakota and Raquel. I want Dakota and Raquel to win. If not them, the female branch of the Way is what I'm going for.
I wouldn't like mind seeing K&K win.
You know, I feel like because the female branch of the Way has Candice, I wouldn't put it past NXT to drop them in the first round. Because they made that strong team like Toni Storm and Mercedes Martinez drop out in the first round. So I wouldn't put it past them, especially since you have indie darlings like Priscilla Kelly and Elena Black. Hmm. Or FKA Priscilla Kelly and Elena Black.
Okay.
All right. Other upsets that we saw Lucha House Party defeat Imperium. What the hell?
I have no idea either. Lucha House Party is my boys, but you guess? I don't know what's going on.
I feel like they're doing this just so Lucha House Party can face Legado.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Yeah, but at the expense of Imperium. Something weird.
Although again, I ask why.
We did get to see Alexander Wolf come in from the UK, so now we know pwede na palang pumunta from the UK. Well, we knew that from Pete Dunne.
But so where is Jordan Devlin? We need Jordan Devlin back.
Oo nga. Para masettle na yung sino yung totoong cruiserweight champion.
Yeah, will the real cruiserweight champ please step forward? All right, that takes care of NXT. Let's go to some outside the ring news. Ito, I'm really happy about this. This week, merong mga images na nag-leak of future Funko Pops that will be sold. So you've got 2003 Rock and 2003 Austin in a ring. That's a big deal.
Kasi kasama yung ring.
Yeah, kasama yung ring. So it's a package, I believe.
They call it Funko Moment, I think is what they call it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's Hollywood Rock and super late era Stone Cold. Meron ng individual Stone Cold. You're also getting Drew McIntyre. And it boggles my mind na wala pang Funko Pop si Drew McIntyre when he's been champion for about a year now. And of course, I'm saving the best for last. You've got Edge and Eddie Guerrero. Eddie Guerrero being a GameStop exclusive. So medyo mas mahal siya compared to everybody else.
It's WrestleMania 20, Eddie.
Yes, WrestleMania 20 Eddie. Holy crap, I need this in my life. I need both the Eddie and Edge ones in my life. Yung Edge design is his outfit from the 2020 Royal Rumble when he returned.
So you know how you said it was a GameStop exclusive? I know where my first stop will be as soon as the plane touches down. It's going to be first of all, it's going to get vaccinated. That's the first thing. And then it's going to GameStop.
It's vaccination, then quarantine, and then GameStop.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, they're going to order online.
So yeah, if any of you guys in the stream are really into Funko Pops or action figures, let me know what you think. Because I haven't been this excited about a Funko Pop in quite a while. And it's taken every fiber of my being to not shop for Pops while we've all been stuck at home. But seeing Eddie and Edge be available, I'm like, crap, I have to break that personal vow.
I will say that Funko Pop prices tend to shoot up when something is hyped this much. So if you were going to get the Eddie Pop or the Edge Pop or anything from this series, jump on it while it's still retail. Because if you wait a while, it'll shoot up to five figures easy.
Paano ba makukuha dito?
Kasi it's GameStop exclusive. Wala naman tayong GameStop dito.
Yeah, there are actually local retailers or resellers who are already offering pre-orders for the Eddie Pop. Yeah. And I saw online that they're worth 1,400 pesos. Which for a limited edition pop like Eddie's or a special edition one na available lang sa isang retailer like GameStop is sort of the standard price. Kasi normal pops are like 595, 695, maybe 895. Pero ito, since it's in limited release form, medyo expected na aabot siya ng 1,000 plus. Not so sure about the Edge Pop.
Good luck to you guys. Sana mahomo agad Chino while the price is low.
Yeah, I'm texting my brother right now. That's what I'm doing. GameStop buwas.
Pwede naman siguro pre-order online yan.
I was actually hoping for Magic Spoon because I want free cereal. But wow. GameStop has done that.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about our favorite Royal Rumble debuts and returns. If as early as now may idea na kayo, hit us up in the comment section. We want to know your favorite returns and debuts from the Royal Rumble. We'll try to look back on those. For now, though, Chino, let's tell our listeners how they and their online shopping on Shopee can help support the podcast.
Yes, it's very easy to help us out here on the Wrestling Podcast. Because of all your support, Stan and Ro can get to put up amazing screen caps as background. So, konting tuto lang na magagawa ko na din yan. And you can do so by logging on to Shopee using our unique referral link that is tinyurl.com/WWPXShopee. Again, tinyurl.com/WWPXShopee. Shopee. So type that into your browser and it'll lead you to the Shopee app. If you don't have the app, it's easy enough to get on any of your app stores. But you have the App Store, the Google Play Store, Huawei App Gallery. Get it, download it, use our link, and every successful checkout we have nets us a little commission to help us here on the Wrestling Podcast.
All right, now Ro, let's tell our listeners naman about Mr. Speedy because, of course, in this time, diba, kailangan pa rin natin ng reliable couriers.
Yeah, speaking of pasabay, so Stan, I have shirts with you from our WWE shop, pasabay, from last year. And you know what Stan's going to do is he's going to Mr. Speedy the shirts to me. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to take advantage of an exclusive Mr. Speedy code that we have with them because you have you are our Wrestling Podcast listener. He can ship those shirts for 50 pesos off using the code WrestlingWrestlingX Mr. Speedy. So for first time Mr. Speedy users and customers, you can get 50 pesos off your first delivery by using the code WrestlingWrestlingX Mr. Speedy. Use it now.
All right, let's take another break and hear from our other podcasts on Podcast Network Asia.
Psst, kailan ka last nag-joyride? Alam mo yung may kasama ka, sobrang tawa lang kayo ng tawa, sabaw yung usapan nyo, kahit saan kayo dali ng trip nyo, ayos lang. Tapos biglang tatahimik, lalalim yung usapan, magiging intellectual, emotional. Ngayon, kahit stuck ka mag-isa sa bahay, sa traffic, sa trabaho, pwede ka nang sumabay sa Joyride of Intellectual Wall Conversations sa podcast kong Sabayan with Victor, produced by Podcast Network Asia. Sabay na sa Sabayan with Victor.
Chino, let's get to some shoutouts on Kumu, shall we?
Hey, let's first give a special shoutout to Kyle. Kyle! Nagpalitsyon. Yo! Nagpalitsyon si Kyle on my very last live stream. Thank you,
Kyle.
Also, saying what's up to a few new joiners, Raymond101 and user 6824716. Thank you for joining us here on Kumu. Guys, please keep smashing those hearts. Keep letting the people know that you love this wrestling talk here on Kumu.
Hey, thanks, guys.
All right, let's get to yung topic that we were so excited to get to for this week. And these are our favorite Royal Rumble debuts or returns. And I think ito yung pinaka-inaabangan natin, diba? Whenever a Royal Rumble happens, like, who's gonna surprise us? What type of stuff will WWE pull out of its butt for the 30-man and 30-woman Royal Rumble? So, sige, si Bruce, nagko-comment, we never got Chino's answer for his favorite commentary team. Sige, Chino, why are you here?
Naghahang yung internet ko, that's my bad. But one of my favorite teams to listen to right now is actually Vic Joseph and Wade Barrett. I really like Wade Barrett on commentary. Beth Phoenix on there is not a bad job, not a bad addition as well. Beth gives like the female angle as well as a legitimate wrestling angle on her part. Diba? Parang a face analyst to Wade's pagka-heel. Diba? So I like both sides of the coin there on NXT. I also like, I saw it somewhere up here, sabi yata ni Admin Angelo to, Taz and Excalibur. Because even if I crap on them every week, it's like listening to two titos just talk. Just two titos just do open mic for 2 hours or however long the dark episode lasts, di ba?
Yung kumiinom sila, tumutoma ata sila habang yung
commentary. I'm pretty sure they are. I'm pretty sure they have a couple of beers under the desk there, di ba?
I mean, they recorded after Dynamite, so baka pwede na.
Yeah, right? Di ba? Also, Ricky Starks, he was actually a great addition to that team. Every time, sayang siya kasi he's a wrestler and he's still young and still very active. But when he's on there, he adds like a particular charisma to that whole side.
He's a really good talker.
He's a very good talker, and I like it every time he's there. Because the banter with Taz, and that they talk about Team Taz things, diba? It's very good. They talk about going out as Team Taz. They talk about getting stuff as Team Taz. It's a very good dynamic they have with Ricky Starks.
All right, sige. Game. Let's look through the comment section right now for Royal Rumble returns and debuts. Bruce threw in his first entry, and that's Edge from last year. Ako, personally, I'll probably have to say this as well, just because of the meaning of it all and how for a long time, you know, we've been wondering, will we ever get to see Edge again? Will we ever get to have yung moment na we'd hear Metalingus inside a stadium na ganun ka high energy? And I'm just so thankful that we got it before the world shut down and that it actually happened in front of actual people. So, you know, when that happened at Skinny Mike's, everybody in our Discord chat was like, "Oy, buhay pa ba si Stan? How's he doing?" I was there taking a swig of beer and shedding tears. So it was a real moment for me. So it's up there in my favorite wrestling memories, period.
Yeah, the good thing about that Edge moment was that it was rumored. I mean, it wasn't rumored for the Rumble, I think. Or I can't remember if it was. But the return was kind of rumored, but it was months before that. So parang there was enough time for it to be a real surprise. Na we knew Edge was coming, but we never really knew when. And ano mayon, it added to our genuine surprise because nobody was expecting when it was going to happen or if it would happen at all. So good job to them on making that Edge thing a beautiful moment. You want to add anything to this, Chino, to the Edge stuff?
Yeah, no. Sabi ni Jackie, baka daw bumalik si Edge this year. Edge is actually cleared for competition. He's been cleared for quite some time. They've actually just been putting him on the sidelines for a reason, and that reason being that there are no fans in attendance. So when Edge does make his comeback, if it is indeed against Randy Orton, like was previously stated in some dirt sheets, it might be Mania this year because Mania is planning to have fans in attendance this time around. So Raymond James Stadium. So we might have to wait until Mania to see Edge again.
I was going to say another surprise return that we can't leave off, or surprise in particular, was AJ Styles. Diba? That debut in 2016, we were there at Skinny Mike's for that moment. Nag-erupt yung buong bar for that one. And in a way, medyo similar siya to the Edge thing. Now, we didn't know if it would happen. And we even went through the entire charade of predicting it dun sa the Wrestling Gods row, if you remember. Right? We were actually wondering among ourselves if we would see AJ, Nakamura, Gallows, and Anderson in the Royal Rumble. And a 25% batting average for that year was not bad at all.
Tama. Kyle says the Good Brothers was one of his favorite Rumble debuts. Did that happen at the Rumble?
Parang, no. They debuted on Raw.
The Raw After.
It took a while.
It took them a while, yeah. After AJ.
Okay.
So, yeah, I want to touch on what Angela said here. Because it was going to be my answer then since we already talked about Edge. One of my favorite surprised Rumble returns was Cena in 2008 at number 30. I remember where I was when this happened. I was in UP. We were still in college.
You were in college. I was in high school.
Oh, yeah. Right. I was a year ahead. I was in UP. I was in a computer shop's shopping center, rest in peace shopping center. Yeah.
Those were the days.
And
freshman
pa ako nun, kasi it's January 2008. That was still my second term of my first year. And I was watching on a live stream on what was then fast internet of a computer shop. And nobody expected Cena to be in at number 30. Because as we all knew back then, he was injured and he wasn't supposed to come back until much, much later. So he rehabbed like hell. He surprised everyone. And at that point, that was the peak of Boo Cena mania. Right? Everyone hated him back then. But for that moment, when the first chords of the time is now sounded on the PA system, everyone cheered in the arena. And then they got right to booing him. So you can tell that people really did like Cena. They just weren't cool about admitting that back then.
Yeah,
Speaking of things we aren't so cool about, are you going to say something? Are you going to add something to this?
Go on.
Okay, so my pick for this is actually Triple H. During that Rumble where Roman Reigns had to defend his title, Triple H was such an unexpected entrant to this, even though he set the stipulation from the very beginning. But I feel like when he came out, he was like the final boss nobody expected.
Totoo.
Diba? Roman Reigns was basically running through everybody, all 29 guys, and then here comes Triple H, the final boss. And it was such an unexpected twist. I remember being in the viewing party for this, and people were just losing their minds when he actually won, because nobody saw it coming. Like, nobody would expect Hunter to be this self-centered, but he actually is. Yeah, he booked himself to win.
This is 2016, himself. When AJ debuted. Same Rumble.
Yeah, exactly. Same Rumble, right? Nobody expected him to win, but he did, and the rest is history, and it's actually very, very surprising.
Here's one for the women's side. What about Michelle McCool, the first ever women's Rumble? Like, for me, that was a big surprise, because as far as we knew, after she'd married The Undertaker, she was done with wrestling, or at least with, you know, being in the ring. So to see her not only come out at number 14, but eliminate 5 women, I think that was the record at the time for the first Rumble, was huge.
Yeah, well, that Rumble, that Women's Rumble was star-studded, because they needed to pad out the 30 entrants with legends. Kasi yeah. kulang yung roster nila doon. So it wasn't like the biggest surprise for me. Like, I was more surprised with people like Molly Holly, who I thought would never see back in the WWE.
As active competitors.
Oh, as active competitors, yeah.
Abby is saying in the comment section na same sila ni Chino with Triple H in 2016. And she shares na nandun siya sa room ng parents niya, her dad was asleep, and then si Abby tumili when Triple H's music played, so nagalit yung tatay niya. Yan, yung tuloy. Nagalit rin si Uncle.
Uncle. Si Rowan, I think he's saying something.
Yeah, Rowan is asking if there will be a live crowd at this year's Mania.
It's actually been confirmed by Stephanie McMahon. She announced it during an interview with TMZ Sports. Now, according to her, the plans moving forward are to get crowds in attendance for this year's WrestleMania, but how they go about that and how much the tickets will cost and all that have yet to be determined. So if you're planning to make your trek all the way to Florida this year, hold on. WWE's got your back.
Tsaka kung gusto niyo pumunta, okay lang, pero okay yung babalik with COVID, ha?
Quarantine case of Florida ng 14 days.
John Russell Tan says, gusto niya yung final 2 ng 2007.
So that was looking, The Undertaker.
And Shawn Michaels. So I think that was like a precursor to their WrestleMania matches, but not quite yet, if I remember correctly.
If you watch The Last Ride, and I know, sino ba hindi pa nakapanood? Was that Euro or Chino?
Yeah, not me. I haven't seen it yet.
No, I've seen it. I've finished it, yeah.
Yeah, so Taker actually mentions na as early as the 07 Rumble, they were already planting seeds for yung back-to-back nila in 09 and 10.
Pala yun. Oh, yung pala
yeah. So there. That explains a lot, actually. Another favorite surprise of mine. I'm going to go with a two for here. Sami Zayn in 2016 and Ty Dillinger in 2017. So this is the time... Okay. So Sami Zayn, diba, this is the time na sobrang lakas pa nung generation nila from NXT, and everyone is rooting for Sami versus Kevin Owens. And then Sami comes out, and who does he go for when he comes out? Kevin freaking Owens. So that sets up yung story nila for the next year on the main roster. With Ty Dillinger, he came out at number 10, and it was perfect. Like, this was the time when WWE still gave a crap about Ty Dillinger and actually planned to push him as a babyface. So I believe he was the only NXT representative in that year's Rumble. And then you had Jack Gallagher, remember him, as the only cruiserweight representative that year.
Okay, si Neil naman was saying, I think Edge had returned. I think the 2010 Rumble was his first return, and that was his first Rumble win as well. Comeback beard in the first one. And I kind of remember that, yeah. I remember it because I didn't think that he needed to win the Rumble back then, but he still did anyway. And then he ended up losing to Chris Jericho at WrestleMania 26. So, all right. So the 2020 Rumble is a much better return for Edge for far obvious reasons.
Here's somebody you might not remember. Taz actually made his WWE debut inside the Royal Rumble. He debuted on the 2000 Royal Rumble inside Madison Square Garden. Taz is a New York boy, so you can imagine the pop that they got from Taz.
Yeah.
How about 2009, Rob Van Dam. So RVD came back, but he'd been out of WWE for a while, and he makes it all the way to the Final Four.
I don't remember this. Wow. He came back in 2009?
Yeah, he did. I believe in Final Four that year was Randy Orton, who ends up winning, Rey Mysterio, Rob Van Dam and another person na hindi ko maalala ngayon. Probably John Cena.
I'm looking at it right now. Triple H.
Oh, there. Triple H. It had to be either Cena or Triple H. So there, yeah. 2009. 2004 was another one. We know who won that year. It was Benoit. But the surprise return was one Mick Foley. So right. Mick Foley comes out, and he doesn't last long in the Rumble, but what he does there is set up his story with Randy Orton or continue yung feud nila, and it sets up their road to WrestleMania.
Yung pala yun, no? I don't remember Mick Foley in that Rumble.
Maybe yeah, because he didn't last long. Wala pa siyang 1 minute in that Rumble.
Ah, okay. Kaya pala. Kasi
you see, of people na wala pang 1 minute, I remember the one year, the Rumble actually had all three members of the commentary team in the Rumble.
Oh, God.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Yeah, that was bad.
2011, yes. Right.
The 40-man Royal Rumble.
Yeah, Michael Cole get up from his booth, walk to the ring, and then get eliminated. And then after a few entries, the King did the same thing. And ikala mo tapos na. But then Booker T does the same exact thing. And it's just a hot mess all around. It's just ridiculous.
Jesus Christ.
I think it was Rio enough Rumble, proof that it was a bad... Yeah, it was the Rio Rumble. It was a bad idea to expand to 40.
No, now it would be a good idea. Send daming tao sa WWE. But then, back then, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they were just stretching themselves there. Like, wala na silang makuha talaga.
Let's ask Chino, anong year yung three faces of Foley in the same Rumble? Tinatanong ni Abby.
I'm bad at years, but I do remember that Rumble you are talking about.
Let's research it now.
I'm bad at years, Abby. Sorry. But I know the Rumble you're talking about. The eliminate siya, I believe, as Cactus Jack first, and then as Dude Love.
And then Mankind.
Bad guy. I remember that Rumble you're talking about, but I can't help you with the year.
Aaron is saying that Jericho's 2013 Rumble return was cool. So that was his first Rumble in a long time, but he actually returned the year prior, January 2012. Diba? So people were speculating kung sino may mysterious vignettes, and then turns out Jericho was trolling us. And then the year after, in 2013, if I'm not mistaken, was when he basically was like an Iron Man in that Rumble. Now he went the distance. Either 13 or 12 yun, actually.
So, I remember the trolling. Yeah. I really remember the trolling.
Yeah, we were in college then, so I remember that very well.
Ito pa, a big Rumble debut was Rusev. He actually debuted the Rumble.
Holy crap. Yeah, that's right.
Diba? Oh, I remember now. 2014 na. Ah, 2013? Or
2014.
Yeah.
Alexander pa yung pangalan niya.
Before he had the Tank, the Hot Wife, and the Third Party Stream, he actually debuted on the Rumble.
Jackie's saying na 1998, yung three faces of Foley in the same Rumble.
Wow.
Yo, there we go. It's been a white attitude era to. It's very
deep. Yeah. Okay. Akala ko ano siya. Akala ko modern siya.
No.
This was very attitude era.
Yeah.
Sabi Aaron, wala pa siya sapatos. Talking about Rusev.
Rusev.
Okay, last couple of entries for yung mga favorite Rumble surprises. Do we count Ronda Rousey here? Since she did debut after a Royal Rumble at the Royal Rumble pay-per-view.
She just—I don't know, man. She wasn't in the Rumble, but she did debut at the Rumble event.
Yeah, she just posed,
right? She was pointing at the sign.
She was pointing at the sign.
That's what she did.
I hated that. I was really angry. I was at Skinny Mike's when that happened, and I was telling everyone around me, "Nah, fuck this shit."
it was a good one to get casual viewers in, but. It would have been okay, but the weird thing was that she just pointed at the sign without really explaining what she was doing there. Okay, you point at the sign, you pretty much say that you have aspirations for WrestleMania, but could have been a much better execution. Yeah,
which she got. So hey,
yeah, Rowan, we mentioned Ty Dillinger kanina, like one of the first few entries that we talked about. So if you have any other Royal Rumble surprises, yung mga debuts, returns, like Bubba Ray Dudley in 2015, diba? We didn't see that coming. Hit us up in the comment section. But the more fun facts, you can leave it there. Karma, thank you. Yeah. That's a good one.
The men's Rumble. I love
the
that.
The men's Rumble, yeah.
Considering that before that, she'd never had a match. That was actually her in-ring debut.
Yes, and apparently that's her only official WWE match.
Man.
So... Because she had to leave soon after, because she got pregnant. But damn, for what it was worth, for however long Karma was there, she made an impact again. Sorry about the pun. I couldn't think of another way.
Yeah, the women entering the men's rumble, diba? Beth Phoenix, China, diba? And Nia Jax
lasted a while.
Yeah, she did. And then she had that moment with Randy Orton.
Right, yeah. China, so, another good one.
Yeah, so there. I was trying to think of another one. Here's a Royal Rumble fun fact. Devon Dudley has never been in a Royal Rumble match.
Oh, wow.
Bubba Ray has. That's weird.
Bubba Ray has, yes. But Devon has never been in the Royal Rumble. So, yeah, let that sink in. So there. Those are our Royal Rumble moments, yung mga favorite memories of surprises and returns. If you have any other na hindi nakahabol, hit us up at Wrestling2XPod on Twitter. For me, it is @_StanC. It's @RoIsWar for Ro, and for Chino, it is @ChinoSupersized. All right, time for us to put this episode to bed, starting with our picks of the week. Ro, let's start with you.
Okay, my pick of the week is from last week's NXT UK. It's Volta versus A-Kid for the, I think it was for the UK Championship. But
it was for the UK Championship.
Yeah, because it also didn't feel like it was, but it was because he pretty much accepted A-Kid's challenge. But it was really good. It's like a step below Ilya Dragunov versus Walter, which is saying something. Really good match, really good TV main event. Go catch that.
I'll go next from SmackDown last Friday, US time. Daniel Bryan versus Cesaro. It was one of those TV matches that you know is going to be fun. And you were going to enjoy just seeing these two guys go at it because it's Daniel Bryan and Cesaro. And then nung finish na and Cesaro won, I was like, yo, nagulat ako legit. So it was a pretty good match. And I loved how Cesaro is being pushed again. Sana ito na, finally, na hindi na ulit maudlot.
Right. My pick also comes from an NXT, OG NXT this time. It's the fight pit. Tommaso Ciampa versus Timothy Thatcher. Sapakan. That's all I have to say. This brutal fighting and very gritty. I like how they're treating Thatcher. They actually found a niche for him to fit in. And it's for those guys that love to see just a guy kick other people's butts.
Right.
So, Timothy Thatcher, Tommaso Ciampa, the fight pit. My honorable mention actually goes to Raw because in all that dirtiness that we got this Monday, there was a shining beacon. And that was AJ Styles versus Ricochet. It's pretty good.
Pero wala talo pa rin si Ricochet, man.
Wala talo pa rin si Ricochet, but the way AJ caught him off into that Styles clash. First of all, a Styles clash on TV. When was the last time we saw that? Second of all, wow, what a finish. So I would say if you could catch one match on the Raw, catch that.
All right. Guys, sobrang bangis ng fight pit. I just gotta say, I love the image of the fight pit. I love the profile of the wrestlers that they've put in the fight pit. I want them to treat that gimmick match as sacred as they can. And if Timothy Thatcher can remain undefeated in the fight pit forever, I would be very happy. Great stuff. Okay, let's get some plugs before we get out of here. Let's start with Ro and yung Wrestling Podcast Patreon.
All right, guys, if you want to talk more, or if you want to hear us talk more about wrestling that we don't have time for on this stream, so that's like Raw, SmackDown, NXT, Dynamite, pay-per-views. So we talk about that on our Patreon. We have post-show reviews that you can listen to if you want to discuss more. We also have a Discord community that, again, we can discuss with fellow wrestling fans. Being part of our Patreon also entitles you to like exclusive merch, watch parties of pay-per-views live or, you know, delayed telecast.
Like the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. The Royal Rumble is going to be the subject of a watch party live on February 1, Manila time. And the good thing is you can subscribe to our Patreon for a low, low price of 250 pesos per month. If you can support us, please do. I don't think you'll regret it at all. So much more content to be availed of. And of course,
also you get a face mask.
Yeah. Exclusive merch. Yes. Then, of course, other than the Patreon, please continue to read smarkhenry.com. All right.
Ito para kay Chino to. I finally wrote that Theme Song Tuesday article on Tarzan Boy, so check that out.
I was reading it too over the weekend, so good job, Stan.
Thank you. Okay, Chino, let's tell everybody what's on your plate.
Okay, so we have the penultimate episode of Class Clown, actually the last two episodes of season number one coming out real soon. Tomorrow morning, expect an episode about retro collecting with our friends Angelo Mendez, Jimmy Labrador, and UB comedian McCoy Castillo. They'll talk to us all about all the action figures they grew up with, as well as collecting toys, where they go to find them, the lengths they go to find them. That's the tomorrow on Class Clown. But a week after that is our very last season finale. And I did not get Ambeto Campo, but I did get Professor Shao Chua, who is also a historian. And we are going to talk about history, as well as my former history blockmate. That's right. I used to study history too. You alam yon. Learn about that and more on the final episode of season number one.
Wait, blockmate si Shao Chua?
No, hindi ko siya naabutan.
Ah, akala ko siya yung blockmate.
No, Shao Chua went to UP, dude.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know. I didn't know.
But he teaches in LaSalle now. He teaches in LaSalle.
Okay. Yeah, but he went to UP, and you know there are a lot of things that can happen to you pag nasa UP ka, like marerecruit ka na kung ano ng org, marerecruit ka na mga frat or soro, makikita mo si Zoro, pero parang hindi ka ata magiging NPA or makaka-encounter ng Shabu Lab doon. Kasi absolutely, yung mga lab pa nga namin, sobrang rudimentary na. What more yung mga high-tech lab for, you know, substances na illegal. So, just gotta put that out there.
Gusto nang mag-jogging ng police, diba? Punta lang sila academic mo upang jogging lang sila. Kahit silang isaw, diba? Ayos na
dito. May QC circle naman eh. Anyway, for On Deck, you can check out my episode with Rica Garcia, our podcast, who's part of the Halo Halo Show. She talks about being a kid who was really, really a fan of The Morning Rush and now being a host on The Morning Rush. What a too good to be true story, diba? Full circle indeed. And then next week, you've got Chris Chuper stopping by and joining me on deck. For the podcast, though, you've got a special episode that is about to be released. We recorded an episode with Sam C all the way from Singapore. He'll talk to us about the Lockdown Cup and Red Dot Wrestling. And then on February 4th, yeah, that's the first Thursday of February. We've got Jake Cuenca joining us to review the Royal Rumble. So there's so much on our plate, and we're really excited to bring all of that to you. Now, we can't do this without Babyface producer Nikai and Babyface producer Sola, who are here to help us out and help us put all these episodes together. And thank you to the Podcast Network Asia family as well for letting us do what we do best. And that is, as Vin says, entertain. On that note, we gotta get out of here. This week's episode is in the books. Please don't forget to mask up, practice social distancing, wash your hands, stay safe. On behalf of Ro Moran and Chino Liao, my name is Stan C, saying thanks and peace out. Bye-bye.
Peace.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.